in the midst of all this struggle, nonetheless, these people who came from the South also brought Southern culture with them. And with that migration of culture, there came the transformation of American culture because of the Great Migration.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I think that's one of the little known after effects that is so immense that it's hard to even put it into context. This Great Migration was in some ways a transfer, not just of people, but of an entire culture. And once the people arrived in these northern and western cities, by their exposure to the northern rhythms and metabolism, carrying inside their hearts and in their memories the language, the imagery, the music, the food, the culture of the South, there was a marriage of both North and South within the art and the cultural and creative expression of the people, but more importantly, I think, just in a larger sense too, of their children, the children who had the opportunity to go to schools where they could actually go to school for an entire school year, as opposed to the few months when they were not needed in the field, where the children had the opportunity to, say, take music lessons or to take art and to learn how to draw and to paint, or to be able to go into a library, which they would not have been permitted to do in the South, and to take out a library book, something as simple that we take for granted now. So many people come to mind who are the products of this Great Migration, who literally combined, changed the culture as we know it. Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison's parents migrated from Alabama to Ohio. By going to Ohio, she would have had the opportunity to go to integrated schools, be exposed to literature in a way she hadn't before, and just walk into a library and take out a book, which would not have been possible back in Alabama at the time that she was growing up.